Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. You're off on a little bit of a cruise around, rounding up some new faces for us.
That's right. So Frontier Extension District has brought on 4 summer interns. They will be working throughout the district all summer. We did this program last year. The state 4-H office has received a grant that allows us to hire these summer interns, and it's to help combat COVID learning loss within our communities. And we're so excited to have these 4 on board and be able to get our outreach farther than what we potentially might have done with just the staff that we have at our capacity right now. We're really looking forward to all the partnerships that we have planned this summer. We are going to be working with Anderson County Summer School, the Ottawa Library, the Linden Library, the Osage City School Districts, and then we're going to put on a few programming just through Extension as well, which I wanted to really drive home. Before I talk about that topic, though, I just want to go ahead and list the interns' names on here, and if you see them out and about, introduce yourself and say hi to them. It's going to be Jara Butterfield, Addison Easter, Timothy Pierce, and Mariah Reynolds. So I hope you guys, if you're 4-H'ers listening or working with us this summer, I hope you make them feel welcome into our communities, because they're going to be a great aspect for us, helping teach kids some really unique learning opportunities. So one thing that we're doing that Extension's putting on is a food day camp, and it's going to be food, fun, and fitness. It's going to be for youth 3rd through 6th grade, and that we will gain healthy habits for years to come. You need to register on our website. It's going to be 6 Thursdays starting June 8th and ending July 13th. So that's June 8th, June 15th, June 22nd, June 29th, July 6th, and July 13th. So we're really excited to put this on. This is going to be a continuous course that youth can participate in. And again, we're really trying to drive home and change habits within our youth for a healthy eating fitness habits, which is so important, as we well know, once you become an adult. So you can sign up on our website. There are limited spots, and once those limited spots are filled, that registration will close. The website is, of course, frontierextensiondistrict.ksu.edu. Or if you're having a hard time finding that, of course, don't ever hesitate to reach out, call us on phone, or email us if you've got our emails, and we're happy to help you get registered. This will be down in Garnett, Kansas. We're going to do it out of the Extension office down there. We're just really excited to work with those kids and hopefully instill some really good, healthy food and fitness habits in them this summer.
Well, that sounds really neat. What does a typical day look like in the day camp?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it will be kind of threefold. We'll have a little bit of classroom work with, like, just learning. There's a lesson in there about fat, how much fat in our food. It's all very hands-on learning, so there will be kind of like a little kind of sit-down lesson, and then we'll move to cooking some healthy recipes, and then, of course, there's going to be a fitness aspect of it, too, where we're going to get up and play a game. And, again, the research just shows, like, you know, when we think of fitness, we feel like we have to physically be running, but it's really just about continuous activity that is so vital for your body and your health. So just teaching some of the kids that thing, that just because you're not working out in the gym doesn't mean, you know, there's still ways to get your activity level up within your day and keep your body healthy and generated.
Good plan. And it covers those who are visual learners, those who are hands-on, those who like demonstrations. Gets all the bases taken care of there. I like that.
That's right. K-State Research and Extension is an equal opportunity for everybody. So if there is a challenge that you're faced with learning, please reach out to us. We're here to make accommodations for those things.
Oh, excellent. That's always good to hear. Make sure everybody gets included. In addition to welcome to our new interns, are they all local? Are they coming in from other places? Are we getting some fresh perspectives here?
2 of them are from the Osage County office area. Both of them, one's from Linden area, one's from the Osage City area. One's from Franklin County, Ottawa, West Franklin area. And then we do have a new one that's from a little town in Missouri called Kingman, Missouri. She just graduated from Pitt State. So I'm excited to show her our communities within Frontier Extension District.
Absolutely. Well, welcome aboard to all the interns, and hopefully this will inspire even more next year.
Yes, yes.
Okay, looking forward to talking to everybody when you can bring them in, and you be careful out there, okay?
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.